This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Taylor Dane, and you are listening to Joy.
Taylor Dane was a huge name in the 80s and early 90s pop and dance scenes. In fact, if you're alive in the 80s, you're going to know some or even all of the tracks from her Greatest Hits album. She recorded Tell It to My Heart, Love Will Lead You Back, and I Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Her recording and live performance career has continued over the last 30 years, but it's her 80s hits that will be the focus when she tours Australia this November as part of the 80s Mania Tour. Oh, hi, Taylor Dane. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you. Hi. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Hey, tell us about this 80s Mania tour that you're coming to Melbourne in November. We're excited to be having you here, obviously. So tell us, what was the impetus for this tour and how did you get involved with these guys?
I've been working with promoters there doing tours through the last 8 years, coming down numerous times, and I like the fact that packaging seems to be better for fans and it's great for the artists because we can sell more seats and put more artists out there and give the fans a lot more. And this is a great package. It's myself, Go West, Wang Chung, and Cutting Crew, and Paul Young, of course. And it'll be pretty amazing. I'm the only girl, I think.
I was going to say, this
is going to be fantastic. I'll have a great time.
You're not only the only girl, you're the only American. That's just a British brat pack, isn't it, really?
That's all right. I get along just fine with all the Brits. We're just fine.
I looked down that list, as you say, Go West, Wang Chung, Cutting Crew, Paul Young himself is actually going to be touring with you. Who's the biggest diva out of that group?
Who's the biggest diva?
Yeah.
Out of that group? Well, I mean, you know, there's been they're going to assume I am, I guess.
That's the only answer you can give.
But let's not throw darts yet until we're out there playing.
I can't wait. When you're travelling with these guys around Australia, I'm guessing that because you're so busy, you'll be jetting in and out. But I was rather hoping you'll all cram into a big 80s bus and just sort of tour around like the olden days. Not going to happen?
That's a dream. That's a dream you have because it's not mine. Literally, this is a challenging tour enough because it's very demanding. But yeah, I don't see the big bus and all that. Yeah, no, we're moving and shaking if you see the schedule. I'm running back and forth and I'm so excited though. I'm doing the Melbourne Cup as well. So I am jam-packed and I'll be coming in and out. I'm an avid race fan if people don't know because I go to the Kentucky Derby. I'm on my 15th year. So this is super exciting to go to the Melbourne Cup as well.
Have you been to our Melbourne Cup before?
No, I have not. So very exciting. Very, very, very excited.
Have you been to any event where women are dressed elegantly en masse and then just behave terribly?
Yes. Kentucky Derby, that hands down.
Oh, so it's a universal condition.
I'm not going to behave terribly. I'm certainly not going to throw my own self under the bus because God knows I've dressed well and behaved badly many a night.
Yeah. This would be your most requested material, presumably, these ballads that we had in, and dance tracks from the 80s.
Well, of course, you know, and, you know, you have to understand your audience, and there's a, you know, there's a reason we're packaging this way, and it makes a lot of sense, and the fans are super happy. And, you know, I go on a lot of, I mean, I just finished with Billy Ocean. I just finished with Starship. I packaged with Bret Michaels. You know, we're all out there trying, you know, or Paul Abdul. We all go out today. I work with Exposé, you know. I work with Lisa. The Dynamics, you know, Boy George, it's all over. The point is, I think, to share the music and find where it feels your audiences are. I will be performing material and my music that people know. But you know what? If you haven't seen me live, this is a way to have that experience. And I love nothing more than performing live.
Would you say that's the part of your career that you like the most, is getting out there and actually touring this stuff?
Well, the touring aspect you can keep. The actually being there and singing on stage with my audience, oh, nothing better.
So it's nothing better. And the being on stage, the getting to the stage and the waiting in the wings is not the fun part.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever think, and a supermodel will tell you the same thing. There's no glam in the running around. It's a pain in the ass. But once you're there, you're there. And that's what I'm there for.
You famously said that you think that your LGBT fan base is some of your most loyal part of your fan base. What's that about?
I couldn't tell you what it's about. It's interesting, but I guess it's, you know, I came out with a very strong image, a very strong message, and a very strong statement. And I defined something that people were looking for, and I think they were looking for the power to be oneself. And if anything I've ever defined is being myself, real. Being a powerful woman, I stand for myself. That's all I can do. And I've had to learn to love myself. So I share that in my music. The LGBT, you know, they've just been, what an audience to grow with. What a growth to watch over going on 30 years, you're right.
Yeah, it had to be more than just the hair, although I think the hair has got to be a big part of it. You know, the gay men love that hair.
You know, I have a lot of trannies that had a good time being me, and I told them they did it better than I could ever do it. Because, honey, they put the makeup on a lot better. And, you know, RuPaul and I are very close. You know, he's just such a love, brilliant man, brilliant at him, at being Ru, and wanting to be creative and understanding music. And you know, to take on the identity of someone and become the identity of someone is just truly, it's mesmerizing, it's magical. And, you know, look at the art of it. Look at the art of all of it.
I also think that you came onto the scene at a time when the LGBT community was really struggling with the plague and with a whole lot of, you know, the dance party right. scene was taking off, but also everybody was needing community at the time. And I think that people really have solidified around artists such as yourself.
I couldn't agree more, but look who paved the way for me. Debbie Harry, you know, Cher, Barbara Streisand, you know, Donna Summer. They paved my way. Diana Ross, Madonna, of credible artists. No accidents, you know. Defiance is memorable.
Did you have a backup plan for Taylor? Like, did you ever think, oh, if this singing thing doesn't pan out, I'll just go back to nursing? Or, you know, did you have...
Clearly not much of a backup plan. If you watch my TED Talk, you'll understand that. Mm. The miracle of a gift, I believe, is in essentially within our DNA. We each carry a seed of something quite, extraordinary. You know, my backup plan, if you really want to know the truth, the only thing I could ever say is, well, damn, I guess I'd be a forest ranger. But I'm like a real nature freak.
Well, I was looking at your Facebook page to try and see what you've been up to most recently, and there's beautiful photos of you holding a sloth, and I thought, why is Taylor Dane in the jungle? What's happening?
Because Taylor Dane likes adventure. I live for it. If I can't have an adventure and understand, I mean, I'll be in Antarctica next year looking for, you know, mastodon or, you know, mammoth teeth. Trust me.
Anyway, I love Taylor Dane, and not ironically. I love her. So I went back into the party, and I went up to her, and I said, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just have to tell you, I love your voice. And she just turned and said, yeah, I don't do that anymore.
One of my best reintroductions to you a few years ago was, of course, a piece that Tig Notaro did for This American yeah. Life. For those who haven't heard it, Tig Notaro, the comedian, does a piece on how Taylor Dane is the easiest person in the world to run into. And, you know, she seems to take credit for reinvigorating your career. It's one of the funniest pieces of comedy. You were such a good sport that on that show, coming out and singing to her. How did that even, like, were you aware of Tig's working on that piece?
Well, you're talking 10 years down the pipeline. Yes, I was very aware of it. And obviously, her career blossomed and has bloomed. And quite frankly, when we were, I was asked to become a part of this, I laughed all the way into rehearsal with her. And we just had to give a big hug. And then, of course, she's a phenomenal woman. She makes me laugh. And boy, is she as dry as hell.
I mean, it's a great piece.
Dry ass. Well, the reality is, Tig and I bumped into each other probably a lot of times, and she see me out like I'm sitting here now in a car in the middle of some strip mall where I see a coffee bean and this, and if I was running in to get a coffee bean, she goes, I just have to tell you, I love your voice. Yeah. I'd be, oh, yeah? Now imagine if I had two martinis and she's talking to me in a club, and I would be like, really? Which voice? My speaking voice or my singing voice? Now, you could take that all the way to the bank if you're a comedian, because there's plenty of material you can use with my app, that's for sure. Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved, shared love, and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's ever, ever enough. It's just not enough. No.
Hey, my favourite Taylor Dane song is Can't Get Enough of Your Love, mainly for the opening sting. I love that. What's your favourite Taylor Dane song?
Well, it's hard for me to justify anything like that. It's really, you know, when I sing live, I get to decide which song I love the most that night.
Thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck for the Australian tour. And we look forward to seeing you down here on Friday the 3rd of November at the Palais. Taylor Dane, thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
Taylor Dane is touring Australia as part of 80s Mania this November. The lineup includes Go West, Cutting Crew, Wang Chung, Paul Young, and of course Taylor Dane herself. They will visit Melbourne's Palais Theatre on November 3rd. Tickets are available via Ticketek or from Abstract Entertainment. You can get the full tour schedule on the Daniel Mason podcast page, joy.org.au/Daniel Mason.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.